You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Well, folks, just had the United States State of the Union address, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be interesting if we did our own State of the Union for managed services and for MSPs and kind of give you guys a look at where are we as an industry, as a profession globally, not just in the United States, but how are we shaping up for 2023 and what is that going to look like when it comes to the opportunities that we face as MSPs? What is it going to look like from the challenges or the headwinds that we're coming across this year? So we're going to dive into all of that and give you a kind of a synopsis view of the year, because it's too complicated to go into all of the details, but we're going to get into the highlights and we're going to get into the things that matter most to you as professional MSPs. So we're going to jump right in. So I wanted to talk first about the kind of issue of the economy, right? So there's kind of three main areas here that we're going to be talking about here as I grab my notes. First of all is IT spending for 2023. Number two is the compliance challenges and opportunities. And there's both challenges and there's both opportunities related to compliance and how that's going to impact MSPs and customers in this year. And then we're going to talk finally about what I think is a general challenge that we are seeing, and that is the market differentiation related to MSPs. And I'm going to get into that and what that means and why it's important for you as MSPs. So let's dive into our State of the Union for 2023. First of all, where are we getting our data? A lot of people ask questions of us. Hey, Charles, what does the MSP Alliance think of the market in managed services this year? Are we going to be up? Are we going to be down? Are we looking good? Is there any particular area that we should be focused on? Should we be getting out of certain areas? Should we be changing tools? We get questions like that all the time. For 23 years, we've been getting these types of questions. That's fine. That's what we do. It's what we're here for. But there's two main sources of data that we draw from when we are giving analysis to members and to non-members alike. Number one, we certainly look at external data, economic data. We look at, you know, just traditional economic data such as inflation data. We look at, you know, how the markets are behaving. We look at geopolitical issues. Things like the pandemic, right? Things that obviously impact the managed services market. We also look at other kind of more industry specific data, which might be, you know, like a Gartner, right? Gartner produces some really good financial data on global IT spend, and so that's a really good bellwether indicator for is money being spent in IT, because that obviously is a huge factor for MSPs and their customers, right? You have to be able to plan. So that's one source of data is economic, general economic and industry specific economic data. The second major area is from the MSPs themselves, from you guys. There's many, many sources of that information. Number one is direct conversation and interaction with MSPs, such as what we did with MSP Alliance Inspire last week in Miami. So we had a group of MSPs, part of the Inspire. You know, they don't call themselves a peer group, but you know, they're a professional group of MSPs who get together to discuss issues that matter to them. And we got a wealth of information just participating in that discussion of a day and a half. Hearing what they had to say, what's on their mind, what they're worried about, what they're really happy about. There's not that much that they're worried about. I'll get into that later. But the interaction with MSPs is a tremendously valuable source of information. The other is through certification, right? When we certify MSPs, we gather and see a ton of information about how MSPs operate, how they behave, how they act, how they are performing technically and financially and in other ways. And so those are all good areas to draw from to inform opinions about where the market is headed. And we'll talk about some of the things that we observed and heard from last week at the Inspire meeting. But the back to the State of the Union, now that you know where we're getting our data from and our information from, the first area, the very first area that I would like to talk about is IT spending for 2023. And I'll go first to Gartner, because I think everybody's kind of been fairly well read on what the regular economy is doing, right? And, you know, whether you think we're in a recession or not, whether you think that, you know, two successive cycles or quarters of negative GDP growth is your definition of a recession, whether you think that, you know, we have massive inflation or not, you know, most people see the data and they come to a relatively consistent conclusion. That aside, politics aside, I look at the Gartner numbers and I see something that is really positive, right? I am not saying that the inflation, the inflationary pressure isn't going to be a problem. I am not saying that there aren't currency challenges globally for our members that are going to be challenging. You know, places like Brazil, where the real is definitely less valuable than, say, other currencies such as in Europe or in Canada or in the United States. You know, there are always going to be, there have always been, there will always be those types of regional, national, geo-specific pressures and kind of idiosyncrasies. But looking at the Gartner data, right? So Gartner has their global IT spending forecast, which they do yearly, and I think they update it several times a year. I don't know how often they update it, but they update it periodically throughout the year. And so right now, their most current, I believe this is their most current, I think it came out in recently, is that they're projecting pretty good growth for this year, for 2023. So the numbers are about a little over 6% growth in global IT spending, so projecting $4.8 trillion in global IT spend for this year. But the most important number for us in the managed services profession, where we matter most and where we see the most amount of spend activity, is in the IT services. This is what Gartner calls IT services. And that line looks just shy of $1.4 trillion. Let's call it $1.3 trillion and change. But an 8% growth from last year, 2022. Pretty good. So one of the things that we talked about at the Inspire meeting last week in Miami was, look, if 2022 saw 6% growth in IT services spend relative to that previous year, which would have been 2021, and we're looking at over 8% growth this year from last year, things are pretty good. So if you had a good year last year, and we talked to all the MSPs across the board at the Inspire meeting, all of them said, we had great years last year. We did really well. They had a little turnover with customers, a few of them, sure, but they all had net positive gains. So if they lost a customer or two, most of them, by the way, lost, I think almost all of them, if they had a loss of a customer, it was due to M&A activity. It was not due to performance. There may have been one or two exceptions to that, but the overwhelming majority of managed services customer attrition, at least from this group, was due to M&A activity. So the customer got purchased by another entity, and they had internal IT, they had an existing relationship, something happened. But it wasn't the fault of the MSP, is the point. We talked to them last week about kind of economic indicators that might indicate a recession or a softening of demand for managed services in 2023, such as lengthening of accounts receivable. Nothing. Staying calm, staying predictable, staying static. In comparison, I'll take take you back in time to March of 2008 at MSP World, and we talked to MSPs on a panel, and everybody on the panel said, "Yeah, we're starting to see AR creep. It's getting longer and longer," and that was the very beginning of what would become the 2009-10 global economic crisis. So we can see these things coming. At least historically, there are many, many times where we have indicators that say, yes, something bad is coming. That's not happening right now. At least right now. It could change. But right now, the spend is there. Global spending is there. IT services specific spending is there. And the MSPs that we're talking to are saying, look, demand is strong. Customers still need us. Yeah, if we lose a few, we're gaining a lot more. That's good. That's a really good sign. And again, it doesn't mean that that's what you're experiencing in your neck of the woods, wherever you are in the world. Again, there could be definite exceptions to that rule. But I would say from a global standpoint, from a macro standpoint, the managed services state of the union is very strong. Our profession remains very strong, remains in demand. And that's a good thing to keep in the back of our minds this year. So moving on, that's IT spending. Let's talk about compliance challenges and opportunities. What do I mean by that? Compliance challenges. It's no surprise that the nature and the frequency of compliance requests coming to and through MSPs is on the rise. It has been on the rise for the last several years, and it's going to continue to increase. And that means if you are an MSP out there and you have paid zero attention to your own internal compliance, you are really, really behind. You can still catch up, but you need to start catching up now, this year. Don't wait. The compliance challenge of this year is, much like it was last year, are you as a practicing MSP capable of communicating effectively and quickly to a customer or a prospect your cybersecurity status? Meaning generally, do you know how to protect yourself? And if you can protect yourself, can you also protect your customers? Now, I'm simplifying and I'm dumbing down a lot of stuff that's very important. I acknowledge that. But that's what the non-professional, non-MSP community view looks like. They want to know, do you know your stuff? That's it. And can you communicate that effectively and quickly, faster than the MSP down the street who may or may not be compliant, may or may not be proficient at cybersecurity, but maybe they just talk a good game and they say, oh yeah, well, you know, we're ranked on this ranking of MSPs and, you know, that makes us good and we win all these awards and that makes us, you know, secure. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But you have to be able to communicate compliance quickly and effectively. That's the name of the game. That's minimum table stakes for being in managed services today, is can you communicate that? Because customers have very, very little patience, and it's drawing down quickly their patience of dealing with MSPs who don't understand the pressure that customers are under to safeguard their data, to make sure that they don't end up on the front pages of the news, to make sure that they don't suffer a data breach, or if they do suffer a breach, that they are able to withstand it and to get back on their feet very quickly. right? Those are things that matter to most customers, a growing number of customers today. And so your compliance as an MSP is directly related to their security and their peace of mind to know that they're working with a compliant, secure MSP. Now, that's a challenge, right? That's a challenge. And by the way, it's going to impact our third bullet point item about market differentiation, which we'll get to shortly. But it is a challenge that all MSPs, doesn't matter if you're in the US, Canada, UK, if you're in Western Europe, if you're in Australia, we've heard a lot of reports that Australian MSPs are just not jumping onto the compliance bandwagon. I think that that's probably true, but I think that that's going to be something that we look back on and say that was a mistake. And I certainly hope that the Australian MSP market starts to take compliance seriously. When I say compliance, folks, I do not mean that the Australian or any other group of MSPs is taking security lightly or not seriously. That's not what I'm saying. Security and compliance are very different things. Very different things. More on that in another episode. But you have to take compliance seriously in 2023, or else you, as a managed service provider, will not be taken seriously. Sorry, that's the only way to look at it. But there is hope. There is an opportunity in this compliance mess. What is that opportunity? I'll tell you. There are a growing number of MSPs who are turning the compliance cost into a profit center, into a revenue center. How are they doing that? Here's how. We're seeing this in the Cyber Verify program even now, right? So an MSP comes to us and says, "Hey, we MSP Alliance, we want to be certified." So they get a Cyber Verify report and they get a SOC 2 report, maybe, let's say. Well, that customer, that MSP has a customer, let's say. Let's say that customer is it doesn't matter what they do. But that customer has a need for getting a SOC report or getting CMMC or getting an ISO or getting some other framework or just in general becoming more secure themselves as an end user organization. So what does the MSP do? The MSP starts to use the same framework as the Cyber Verify to start to implement controls, policies, and procedures downstream to their customer so that their customer can now rest assured that they are following some platform or framework of best practices to themselves become more secure. And it makes sense, right? It's logical. But what I like and what I find ingenious and what I think is the testament to the ingenuity of and the innovation of this market we call managed services is that these MSPs take something that they previously were only looking at as a cost center, right? It's an expense to get through compliance costs, and they're saying, Why do we have to only look at it as an expense? Let's turn it into a revenue source because it helps us strengthen our relationship with our customer. And our customer now has an external compliance report or credential that they can look at, and that makes them happy and proud. And also validates independently the relationship that the MSP has, right? It validates independently the managed services that MSP is delivering to that customer. Beautiful. So that's the opportunity. Now, it's a very, very small number of MSPs who are doing that. Record this somewhere, because I'm telling you, it's going to be a matter of time. It may even be before the year is out, but we're going to see a marked increase in the number of MSPs who use certification like Cyber Verify to go downstream and to deliver those compliance services to their customers. These are separate, by the way, from managed services. I want to be clear. Selling compliance downstream is not the same thing as your managed services. They're different, but they are related. they impact one another. And the number of MSPs starting to generate revenue from that is going to increase. Mark my words. So those are the compliance challenges and opportunities for 2023, which brings us to number three, the MSP market differentiation. And I'll call this, it's compliance has some role in this, but it's largely a branding issue and it's a recognition issue from my standpoint. If you've been listening to MSP Zone, now watching MSP Zone, if you've been reading the material on MSPAlliance.com for any amount of time, you know that we take and jealously guard the reputation of the global MSP profession very, very seriously. Any challenge to the reputation of the MSP market, we take as a serious issue, and we always address it head on. And we've been talking to you for a while now about the rise of cybersecurity consultants who are blurring the lines between consultative services and managed services. And that is a significant enough concern that we think that it's going to be a major factor in the managed services profession in 2023. Why do I think that? I think that because if you boil down all of the compliance and security related questions that impact MSPs, and when I say that impact MSPs, what I mean is if you're a public policy person and you're concerned about the power grid infrastructure and whether that's secure, that may or may not impact IT, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about MSP compliance, MSP security. The MSP market issue for this year and for previous years can really be boiled down to one thing. Are you an MSP or are you something else? That's what customers want to know. It's what cyber insurance underwriters want to know. It's what legislators want to know. It's what public policy folks want to know. It's what law enforcement wants to know. It's what bad cyber actors want to know. It's what MSP Alliance wants to know. When you apply for MSP Alliance membership, we want to know, who are you and are you a MSP or are you something else? Everybody on the planet, when it comes to managed services organizations, at some point or other, is going to want to answer before they get downstream to other issues. They're going to want to answer that question. What are you? Are you an MSP or are you a consultant? Are you a cyber consultant? Are you a cyber bot? Are you a journalist? Are you a SaaS operator that does something completely separate from managed services? They want to know. They want to know because they have a right to know. They are interested in knowing. They are interested in knowing because they want, in most cases, to work with MSPs, not in the case of the bad cyber actors. They want to attack MSPs and everybody else for that matter. But everybody besides the bad guys want to know for largely good reasons. They want and value relationships with MSPs because it makes them safer. We all know that. They know that. But before they can get that benefit, they need to know, are you a real MSP or not? Are you a fake MSP? Are you just a cyber consultant that puts up on your website, yeah, we're an MSP, but not really? That's an issue. That is, if there's one significant professional global challenge that we have to address, and we're trying to address it in our own way here at MSP Alliance, it's that market differentiation for MSPs. And, you know, we take our certification and our standard and our code of ethics and our customer bill of rights very seriously here. We have for many, many years. It's the cornerstone of what we believe in. It's the cornerstone of what a lot of our members worldwide believe in. And they cherish that and they communicate that to their customers. And when you have newcomers into this market and they want to either enter as an MSP or they just want to ride the name and the professional coattails of the MSP market, but they're not really an MSP, you know, that does damage to us. And it's up to us to call that behavior out. It's up to us to call that out as it's happening and to say, and to help educate everybody as to what's going on. And I would hope that you would take that challenge up yourself as practicing MSPs. If you start to see this behavior, let us know. Let others know. Like, call people out. And I don't want to, you know, get into the you're a bad MSP, you're a good MSP, you know, accusation. That's not good for anybody. But there are obvious cases, and I come across them, unfortunately, more and more every day, where I see non-MSPs who are confusing, muddying the waters because they claim to be something they're not. They claim to be an MSP. They put it on their website, but they're not really doing that. Or they're trying to gain access to customer networks or to have influence that is not healthy at a customer environment or in between a customer and an MSP in that relationship. We've seen some examples of that have gone really bad because these consultants, by and large, don't know what they're doing, and they're disruptive as hell to their customers and to their MSPs who service that same customer. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it publicly. We need to educate as much as we can until we have a really well-informed populace who understands how to evaluate and how to kind of assess whether they're talking to and dealing with an MSP or not. But other than that, we're looking pretty good, folks. I really like where we're at. And again, I see the inflation numbers. I get it. I see the stock market. I see the layoffs. By the way, one final point from the Inspire group last week, talked a lot about wage inflation and access to cyber talent and technical talent to MSP talent in general. Guess what, folks? All of the layoffs you're seeing, right? Dell announced some layoffs, Facebook, Google, Microsoft. It seems like everybody is announcing layoffs in the tech sector. The MSPs are not. MSPs are hiring. The MSPs that we talked to last week said not only are they finding more candidates, but the wages have normalized. And so I think that frenzy that we were looking at in 2021 and 2022 has largely settled. Maybe not everywhere, but at least according to the MSPs that are hiring for technical positions, things appear to be stabilizing and going back to normal. Maybe not all the way there, but they're liking the direction that it's headed. So again, another economic indicator that I would say is on the plus side, in the plus column for the MSP profession. So I think we're going to have a great year. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have some hiccups or headwinds throughout. We always do, but we always get through them. So I like where we sit. I like what our value is, what our proposition is. And, you know, I still end with this, which is we don't want a world without MSPs. The world doesn't want MSPs to go away. Believe me, I firmly believe that now, today more than ever. And the MSPs know that, and the customers know that. And that's a good position to be in for this year and for our State of the Union. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.